CP3, turn our heart to the Lord, and for symptoms, hardened thoughts, blindness by darkness, rebellion, corruption will be healed to love the Lord purely. 1. We must continuously exercise our spirit and turn our heart to the Lord in order to stay on the way of life in the reality of the intrinsic essence of the church for its organic existence. 2 Corinthians 11:2 For I am jealous over you with the jealousy of God. For I betrothed you to one husband to present you as a pure virgin to Christ. 3. But I fear lest somehow, as the serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, your thought would be corrupted from the simplicity and the purity towards Christ. With regards to being virgins, we must have a proper love toward Him in order to enjoy Him in a proper way. Whenever our love toward Him is not proper, everything is finished. Just as a normal relationship between a husband and wife is lost when the wife does not love her husband. A proper relationship does not depend upon the cleverness or capabilities of the wife, but on her love. 2. The first symptoms of problems with man's thought is having hardened thoughts. The second symptom is being blinded by Satan. The third symptom is rebellion, and the fourth symptom is corruption. We should say, O Lord, search my thoughts and rescue my thoughts so that they can focus solely and entirely on you. 2 Corinthians 10:4 For the weapons of our warfare are not fleshly, but powerful before God for the overthrowing of the strongholds. 5. As we overthrow reasonings and every high thing raising up against the knowledge of God, and take captive every thought unto the obedience of Christ. We need to be watchful in regards to your love. The love between us and the Lord depends on our thoughts, just as the love between the husband and the wife depends on having proper thoughts about one another. If a wife is not proper in her thoughts concerning her husband, there will be a serious problem. If she has been deceived by her friends or influenced by her relatives, her thoughts about her husband will be corrupted. As a result, her love for her husband will be in trouble. Love is a feeling that is very tender and delicate. According to 2 Corinthians, the first sign of the problem with our thoughts is that we become hardened. When a person has a strong thought concerning something apart from the Lord, his thoughts can become hardened. Once a person is hardened in his thoughts, there will be a veil between him and the Lord, and he will be unable to know the Lord. The second symptom of problems with man's thoughts is being blinded by Satan. A man's thoughts are like his eyes. Everything that comes into a man must first pass through his thoughts. Just as physical sensory must first pass through one's eyes. If our thoughts are blinded by Satan, there will be a veil on our thoughts. It is harder to deal with the veil than with hardened thoughts. Romans 8:6 says that we should set our mind on the Spirit in order for our thoughts to be rescued, Our thoughts must be turned. Our thoughts must be focused. Our thoughts must be purified. And our thoughts must be on the proper track. Applications for the serving ones. You need to be healed from the four symptoms of problems of hardened thoughts, a veil from the darkness, rebellion, and corruptions in your thoughts. If the symptoms of problems in your thought can be healed, you can grow a lot as a business person, as a student, as a housewife, or as a serving one. In global business, while the diligence of the Japanese is highly valued, the stubbornness of the Japanese and their reluctance to accept new things are sometimes regarded as problems. For example, Japan's labor productivity was excellent from 1990 to 1997. Later, in the era of dramatic improvements in labor productivity through the use of IT, Japan is the lowest among developed countries in recent years. Japan was good at making improvements in the field, but since the digital age of IT, it has been extremely slow to respond to it compared to other countries. This is due to the Japanese national character, which makes it difficult for the Japanese to accept new things, does not like change, and respects tradition. Japanese-speaking saints should recognize that their old man is stubborn, stereotypical, and prejudiced, and have difficulty accepting change. Then train and exercise your spirit. Open your mind. Set your mind on the spirit. Confess your shortcomings and fellowship with the Lord. Otherwise, you are likely to fail to participate in renewing of your mind under the divine dispensing. Satan injects the thoughts of darkness into man's thoughts. For example, when it comes to your spouse or service partner, Satan will inject thoughts into your thoughts that make you dislike them. The more you think about them, the darker you become. The more you dislike them, the more you hate them. You should take Christ as your helmet of salvation and reject these injections of Satan. And set the mind on the Spirit and pray, O Lord, thank you. I thank you for my spouse. Thank you, Lord, for my partner in service. They are the beloved saints who helped me. I reject all of Satan's proposals rather than partially rejecting them. Satan's proposal is not even worth considering. Go away, Satan. Amen. Then you will find God's wonderful arrangement. In 2 Corinthians chapter 10, the stronghold of our thoughts are destroyed. And in chapter 11, it is revealed that we are to love the Lord with a pure heart. This means that if you are healed from the four symptoms in your thoughts will be healthy and you will be able to love the Lord purely. Love your spouse and love your spiritual partner. For emotions to function properly, mind needs to function properly. May you be able to apply this principle in your actual marriage life, business life, and church life. Prayer. O Lord Jesus, I need to be healed from four symptoms or problems of my thoughts in order to love you with the simplicity and purely. Lord, heal the four symptoms of stubbornness, darkness, rebellion, and corruption in my thoughts, especially Japanese, are stubborn, have strong stereotypes and prejudice, and find it difficult to accept new things. If we can free ourselves from the stereotypes and prejudice that come from this stubbornness and veil, we can properly appreciate the truth of God's economy, the supply of life, building, and the church life.